You grant them your pardon, because you are the Lord our God.
The divine law binds all the Christian faithful to do penance, each in his or her own way. In order for all to be united among themselves by some common observance of penance, however, penitential days are prescribed on which the Christian faithful devote themselves in a special way to prayer, perform works of piety and charity, and deny themselves by fulfilling their own obligations more faithfully, and especially by observing fast and abstinence. So, what does this mean? It means that we are required to do penance generally, but specifically during the season of Lent and all Fridays of the year. This observance should include prayer, charity, and self-denial. In the US, we are required to abstain from meat on Fridays during Lent and on Ash Wednesday if you have reached the age of 14, and to fast on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday if you're between the ages of 18 and 59 inclusive. Fasting allows for one full meal, and does not prohibit taking other food if needed, provided it does not equal another full meal. So this is what is required, it's the minimum, but the church recommends that we strive for more. So, what can we do? We can start by abstaining from meat on all Fridays of the year, not just in Lent. We can perform other acts of charity or self-denial on all Fridays of the year. And we should consider fasting on all weekdays of Lent, that is, Monday through Saturday. While you may eat more than one meal while fasting, view this as an exception and not the norm. Limit yourself to one meal unless prudential concerns for health require otherwise. Consider attending daily Mass during Lent, and of course, accompany your fasting with prayer and works of charity. Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, through the yearly observances of Holy Lent, that we may grow in understanding of the riches hidden in Christ, and by worthy conduct pursue their effects. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Have mercy on me, God, have mercy. For in you my soul has taken refuge. In the shadow of your wings I take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by. Your mercy extends to all things, O Lord.